Oh my! Did somebody not shower this morning? It smells a little weird. Hey, it's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Thank God that you don't have to smell us. You only have to listen to us and occasionally check us out on social media. Give us a follow, by the way, Joe and Alex Show. You can find my Instagram, Alex's Live the Web Girl, and producer Porkchop. Let's have a shower talk though. Can we talk about shower stuff or what?
Yes.
All right, Porkchop and Liv. Apparently, you had a little sidebar conversation, and I'd like to bring it on air. I want to hear more about this.
Well, I actually did shower this morning, and it's the way I showered that's been messing up my entire day.
Yes. So we had a conversation last week, and I asked him what time he wakes up in the morning, and it is significantly earlier than me, like very significantly. And he was like, well, if I shower in the morning, then that's what time I have to wake up. And I'm like, how long are your showers? And he was like 20 minutes. And I was like, okay, that seems kind of normal. And I was like, but if you are rushed, why are you still taking 20 minutes to shower? Like, if I'm rushed, I can get in and out in 10 minutes. Easy.
And I'm thinking, like, that's crazy. Like, how can you take an entire full shower in 10 minutes?
Right. And he was like, are you not washing your body? And I was like, of course. I wash my body every time I get my shower. And then...
Bet you don't wash the bottoms of your feet.
Yes, I do.
Whoa. Alex doesn't.
I wash every part. So I loofah my entire body, and then I rinse it all off at once.
Wait, do you use the same loofah, by the way, for up top and down low?
I use the same loofah. I mean,
everywhere.
I switch it out.
Loofahs gross me out. I won't use them. They harbor so much bacteria.
Says the girl that lets drool build up on her pillow.
I know. I get a new one about every 3 weeks.
I do like every 3 years, but okay.
They're like 99 cents. It's worth getting a new one every 3 weeks or so. But Porkchop says that he will take the soap, wash his arm.
Mm-hmm.
Let it slide between his butt cheeks like a credit card.
Probably does that too.
Every guy does it. Every guy. Don't try to tell me otherwise.
But I then,
whatever.
Rinses off his arm, goes to his next arm, washes it off, rinses his arm.
What kind
goes
of psycho
to his
is
chest,
that?
No, I'm not the psycho.
Yes, you
off.
Are.
Liv is the psycho.
If you individually wash, scrub, and rinse,
that's what everyone does.
No, they don't, you dummy.
Are you serious?
833 Joe Alex, I'm 100% serious.
You know why this is impossible?
You do your whole body.
I've got a list of 5 reasons why this is a terrible way to shower. Reason number 1, I tried to do that, and by the time I got to my arms, I had like soap in my eyes, and I couldn't see, and it was burning, so I had to wash it off.
You had soap in your eyes? How do you get soap in your eyes?
Because I wash my face first. Wash face, rinse off face. So if you just wash your face, and then you start washing the rest of your body, the soap just sits in your eyeballs.
Well, you're not supposed to put your body wash on your face.
Yes. Are you putting your body wash on your face?
Also, that's something else guys do that you're not supposed to
do. Don't say guys. I don't do that. I'm not stupid.
My little brother, when we were in high school, he was breaking out really bad. And I remember being like, what are you using on your face? And he's like, I don't know. I wash it every day. I was like, what are you washing it with? He was like, the hand soap.
Oh, no.
And that's why he was breaking out.
Oh,
I was like, oh my God.
But
it's
I don't ever break out.
I know, but still, that is not good for your skin at all.
It dries
all.
You out. It ruins the pH balance on your face.
Yes.
Really?
You should not be washing your face with body wash. And so I wash my body and my face separately. My face is the last thing I do in the shower.
All right. Well, second thing. So now, if you have this theory of soaping up your whole body first, now my hands are covered in soap. So, like, if I'm trying to grab the bottle, like, it just slips right out of my
hands.
It's
soap. It's not lube. What are you talking about? Like, it's not that hard to grab onto something.
And then I've also noticed that I'm now using too much soap because I can't tell how much soap is on my hands. So that's why you rinse after you wash every part of your body.
I guarantee you use so much more soap. Reapplying soap to every part of your body.
He's like,
size of a Cheerio, like little squirt.
For each part of your body?
Yes, I do.
That's a lot. That's a lot of soap. If you take a loofah or like a shower brush or something like that, and you put in like one Cheerio size,
your whole body?
And you rub it around,
it's not enough soap.
Okay.
I don't know. I guess there's no class on how to take a shower.
You know what? Why does everybody I have to work with have to be so weird?
He said there's no class on how to take a shower. I mean, I'm sure we can find someone to give you one on Grindr.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, oh, I'll show you where to put that loofah right over here.